Dean Richards in for Bob Surratt today on WGN. And, for most of us, being in social isolation has been a little bit stressful, just being in one place and not being able to spread out and being around as many people as possible has been a little bit of a different experience for some. For some people, it has brought on anxiety. For some, it has brought on more serious issues of depression and sadness. The feeling of lack of control. How do we deal with this all? Dr. Alexandra Solomon is a clinical assistant professor at the Department of Psychology, Northwestern University, and is a licensed clinical psychologist at the Family Institute at Northwestern University. Dr. Solomon, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks so much. It's so nice to be with you, although I'd rather be in your beautiful studio right now.
Well, it's you'd have a wonderful view of the fog right now. So, maybe on another nice sunny day is the day that we want to have you up here. So are you seeing more instances of people being affected by social isolation, by not being able to spread their wings as much as they might normally had were not in lockdown?
Yes, absolutely. You started to name some of the things that people are experiencing, but certainly we've got some early national data saying that just about half of us are reporting increases in mental health challenges, and therapists are starting to call themselves invisible frontline workers because we certainly are seeing a lot of emotional and relational suffering.
So what are the types of issues that people seem to be dealing with most?
You know, we're moving through our days with like this steady drumbeat of fear and uncertainty, right? Around, are we going to get sick? Are the people we care about going to get sick? And then what's going to happen economically? So it's the tension between those two. So we're seeing a lot of anxiety symptoms and a lot of depression, perhaps increased use of alcohol and drugs, and then lots of relational tension, whether that's between partners who have lost the sort of daily rhythms of separateness and togetherness and now are together all the time. And suddenly, you know, you chew your food way more loudly than I ever thought you chewed your food.
Yeah.
And then generations that are back home together. So just about every college student, right, is back under their parents' roof. So folks who thought their nests were empty are suddenly finding themselves with full nests. And young adults who thought they were out on their own are you know, back home with family. So that there are, I think, opportunities for, you know, these sort of hidden treasures and gifts around connection, but also lots of opportunities for strife and conflict.
Yeah, I would imagine. Also, parents with little kids at home doing e-schooling and trying to manage their own adult lives, you know, maybe working their jobs from their homes while also managing children who might otherwise be in school also has to be a great cause of stress right now.
That's right. And, you know, one thing that we've been saying, therapists have been saying quite a bit, is that parents aren't homeschooling their kids, because homeschooling is an intentional choice that a family makes. Parents are emergency trying to figure out how to have their kids not lose skills in a retrofitted, you know, educational system, right? Our schools scramble to figure out how they could deliver education this way, and families are scrambling to figure out how the heck to help their kids do it. But it's not homeschooling. It's like trying to get through in a pinch, and it's very stressful, for sure.
What can people do right now to try to mitigate some of these anxieties that they're feeling right now, like the uncertainty of what's going to happen with the virus, what's going to happen with the economy, what's going to happen, you know, with the things going on in my life? I mean, if somebody's full of anxiety, what do they do?
Sure. I think that's a great question. I think about, in some ways, it has to do with going back to basics and what are, how am I kind of shoring up my foundation in terms of making sure I'm getting enough sleep, but not too much sleep, making sure I'm making like healthy choices around food and alcohol, making sure I'm getting fresh air every day, because that process of just like breathing fresh air, noticing nature, you know, nature is able to continue its cycles, you know, sort of separate and apart from what's going on with us humans. And so being in nature can be really restorative. Listening to music, so just the ways we can be more intentional and mindful about taking care of our like basic needs and our five senses, and then being thoughtful as we look, as we, you know, stare down a day, looking at what are the parts of my day that I can control, and then what are the parts of my day that I can't control. And sometimes those little wins around small things that we can control. I can control my temper. I can control the words that I use. I can control the fact that I'm going to go for a walk today. Those little things can help us feel like we have at least some parts of the world still in our control.
Yeah. And, you know, dealing with, you know, significant others and kids and all those sorts of things. That's where a walk and getting out of the house for a little while safely, makes a big difference to kind of just hit the reset button in your brain a little bit, right?
Well, and I think that there's a huge difference between saying, you guys are driving me crazy, I'm out of here, and saying, I'm taking myself out of the equation for a while, because I think if I do that, I'm going to come home with a bit more patience and a bit more calm, and I'll be able to offer something that is kinder and gentler to this family, right? Those are very different. It's the same thing. I'm still stepping away in both of those scenarios, but it's like, am I stepping away with the energy of love, or am I stepping away with the energy of, like, you all did this to me, and that's not healthy or helpful.
That does not make any sense, especially this long weekend. Everyone's going to be home probably, so some good advice. We appreciate it. Dr. Alexandra Solomon, Clinical Assistant Professor, Department of Psychology, Northwestern University, and Licensed Clinical Psychologist, the Family Institute at Northwestern University. Doctor, thank you, and have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
You too.